It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
All right, you wanna go over some of the rule changes from the NFL?
So some interesting stuff in the NFL. I did see they're tabling a decision on the tush push, right?
Yes.
So no decision there. They made some, what, kickoff rule changes. They didn't decide what to do with onside kicks, which I do think they're lacking because you can only do an onside kick, what, in like the last 4 minutes, and you have to be down double digits or more or something like that.
But you have to report it as well. There's no more.
And you have
fake
to report
onside.
It, obviously, because the formation is so different.
But
and the Super Bowl down here might have been won by a surprise onside. Like, you take all of that away from any coach that wants to do it.
Here's a couple of the tweets from Adam Schefter from Palm Beach today. An NFL Christmas triple header. NFL will play two games on Netflix on Christmas Day and then have the nightcap on Amazon. So three Christmas. When what day does Christmas fall on this year?
Thursday.
So you're going to have three games on that Thursday. Two on Netflix, one on Amazon. NFL owners have tabled the tush push conversation. No decision about its future at these league meetings. Detroit's proposal to eliminate an automatic first down as a penalty imposed for defensive holding and illegal contact did not pass, despite the Lions' pleas. It's an interesting one because you can make the case that why should it be an automatic first down, but it always has been.
Yeah, and it should be. I don't know. I'm on the side of not. No, if you didn't illegally touch him, he could have got a first down. If you didn't hold him, he could have got a first down.
Third and 21.
Don't grab the receiver.
Like it's a 21-yard penalty now.
Yeah,
I mean it's been. I shouldn't say now. It's been this way forever.
Yeah. You have to know, and then make a play. Even the whole thing, like the penalty where the holding is at the spot of the foul. Yeah, He might have caught that one. I think it should be, you know, the on the 1 yard line. Hell, if you hold him in the end zone, it should be a touchdown.
Why what is if it on it's away from line? The ball?
That now, yeah, you get into it. But if he wasn't held, what would have happened?
Maybe he was part of the play. Yeah.
Yeah.
Adam Schefter tweets out, NFL owners have now passed a rule that both teams will be allowed to possess the ball in overtime in the regular season. The original proposal was for a 15-minute overtime. That has now been amended to 10 minutes. So what does that mean? That there just be a 10-minute overtime? What if you do a 10-minute drive and eat up all the clock? And does the other team still get the ball?
No.
Ooh. So it's not guaranteed that both teams possess the ball.
What's guaranteed is if the other team scores, you have a chance to match it.
Right, but I'm saying if it's a 10-minute overtime, what if you just do a 10-minute long, grinding 10-minute drive?
Right, but it's not saying both teams are guaranteed a possession. Both teams
it's
will
literally
be allowed.
What it says.
Both teams will be allowed to possess the ball in overtime. Not both teams are guaranteed to possess the ball in overtime. There's a big difference there.
Oh, I see.
So it's not literally what it said.
Gotcha.
They'll be allowed.
Mm-hmm.
So you can potentially possess the ball even if the other team scores a touchdown, but you're not guaranteed to possess the ball, because whatever happens within that 10 minutes is what happens within that 10 minutes.
Oh, okay. I get it. This is just nuance. This is the same rule.
No, it's not. It's a big change.
No, because it used to be if you score a touchdown, that was it. If you score a touchdown in the opening drive, you couldn't even be allowed to possess the ball.
Right.
Now, except in the postseason. Now you can.
Yes. Okay, so they're taking the playoff rules now to the entire season. I got
correct.
You. Okay.
Hawk, what do
yeah,
you?
Yeah, okay. I was
Crowder
possess and
I
have the chance and want to know if they, yeah, that's why the tush push can't be banned, because the wording of it is too, it's too much. It's too, the legality, 1 yard away from the guy, 2 yards, 3 seconds, 4 seconds from when he snapped the ball. Can I push, when can I push him on his butt? When can I touch his butt? It's just too much. But the wording of it is where it gets a little tricky.
When you were gone, Hawk, Crowder and I were discussing overtime rules for college football to be brought to the NFL because of how much fun it is. The games are decided quicker, and it's just offense. Put the ball in the 35, go score.
I like it because it is entertaining, but is it true to football?
No. But it's more fun.
The shootout. Hockey isn't, and penalty kicks, and soccer isn't. So there's certainly precedent, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, make the extra innings in baseball a home run derby.
But, Hulk, we had this conversation when you were gone. We actually call it the red zone. There's a TV channel called the red zone because that's when you want to see football being played. Is the defense going to stop them that close to the goal line? So the defense has to step up from the 20 and the offense has to step up from the 20. It is the most elated part of football is when you get inside the 20. Why not you just make a red zone for the playoffs? I thought it was a great idea.
But you're taking all field position decisions out of it. A lot of the nuances of football, they go right out the window. And it just becomes who can zing the ball into the end zone. And then do you force the 2-point conversion after the first overtime? Like, same exact as college.
I think college football
same exact as college.
Has it.
You'd get no argument out of me. I love it. I'm just telling you, the blowback is going to be, oh, now we're deciding the games on one quarter of what football is supposed to be, like a fourth of what football is supposed to be. Doesn't bother me.
You raggedy bastards couldn't figure it out in 60 minutes. Now it's my turn to figure it out. Yes, we're going to get in the red zone and go after it.
What about field goal contests? Got to hit one from the 40, then the other team hits one at the 40. Then it goes to the 45, then it goes to the 50.
Nobody wants to put a football game in a little kicker's hands.
Huh? That is part of the game.
Raise the stakes a little. The kicker who misses it has to have his leg amputated.
Excessive.
No, but Hoggy brought up a great point.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Wait, with hockey, the in soccer, the kicks aren't, that's not soccer. There's no chance somebody just stands there, looks at the goalie, and he's standing there in front of him. That's not soccer. It's not hockey.
Even
not,
traditional hockey overtime, which is now traditional, 3-on-3, that ain't hockey.
You're making it fun. You're making it where now we're going to end this game. Hey, you know what? I would be down to take a player off the field. First time you got 11. If y'all both score with 11, now you got 10. Y'all both score with 10, now you got 9. Let's make this thing go.
How about for NBA overtime, 1st-to-5? Instead of dragging it out, it's another 5 minute. Just 1st-to-5, yeah. D up. Don't let the other team score. Grab a bucket or two.
I like it. And then, you know what? Honestly, it'll stop like the player safety. And, these games are going longer. More thought of injury. No. Go play. And talking about the NFL, that would stop the injury risk if you're playing in the red zone and not having to go 85 yards.
Boom. We just fixed the NFL.
Fixed it.
I don't know if it needs to be fixed.
Hawk, meet me at the Breakers. We'll talk to him.
All right. I'll drive up there.
I think maybe I missed this because I was talking to an engineer here, but I think the biggest news to come out of today, unless I got fooled by another one of these fake stories, because maybe, but apparently the Hawkeye technology from like tennis, Sony's Hawkeye technology is being implemented by the NFL as the primary method for measuring first downs, the line to gain. Beginning this upcoming season.
I think they're doing that in the UFL, correct? Isn't that this like a tester version of that?
Yeah. Correct.
But they're going to keep the overweight fat guys with the chains on the field. Yeah, as a secondary capacity.
I've said this for years. All this damn technology. If I say Sprite right now, there's going to be a thing that pops up on my phone with a Sprite ad, and y'all can't put a little bitty chip in both sides of the football to see if it crossed the line. It doesn't make sense.
Somebody says they should do a coin toss and then let the winner decide whether it's a red zone competition or a field goal competition.
That's good.
That's great, because if you have a good field goal kicker, you really want to win that coin toss.
So now you maximize your decision-making as a GM on trying to get the best kickers out there. Yeah, I like this. It's the same thing with the torpedo bat. Like the evolution of sports. Let's evolve sports. Like, why wouldn't we want to evolve sports to make them more interesting? I want the Yankees to hit 747 home runs this year.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.